Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now here's Danny Milliken with Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons.
Home Show Garden Pros begins right now.
Good morning.
That's Sherry Hera, as mentioned. I'm Danny Milliken. We're going to talk some gardening today.
Yeah.
It's been a wacky week in
a
weird
wet week.
Year. Yeah, wet week and a wacky year and just a crazy time.
Yeah.
Did you hear there's a tropical storm?
Yeah, but it didn't form.
Good for it. Good for it. Good for it. So this is what we do. We talk gardening. We're going to discuss some stuff. Probably a lot of stuff related to this wet week that we have had, what you should do in your space. The big thing to do is not panic. I mean, you know, some of you are in a lot more heavily drenched areas than mm-hmm. some of us are. And so you maybe have some more kind of rapid action to take. If you receive 10 inches in one day, mm-hmm. then probably compaction is something you should wonder about. But we'll explore that.
Yes.
We'll explore that. This is Home Show Garden Pros. We are a super team, if you will, a collection of mm-hmm. gardening superheroes. So I'm going to say it's superheroes, not just heroes. So gardening experts. So Sherry is one of our squad. And she's from Plants for All Seasons, mm-hmm. just up there on 249.
Just south of Tomball, yep.
South of Tomball, just north of another area.
Willowbrook.
Willowbrook, yeah, yeah. And it's really easy to get to.
Oh, yeah, right off the freeway.
Just party, boop, beep, load up, boop, boop.
Yep.
So, you guys doing okay? Everything good?
Yeah, it's been busy, even in the rain.
Even in the rain.
I think with our covered areas, people sure. can shop and not get wet. And, it's hanging in there.
That's great.
And plants are starting to roll in a little easier.
Right.
Now that it's starting to warm up, the growers have finally caught up. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's still a few things that they haven't recovered from the freeze, but
I know that there's a lot of like oopses too that have happened for folks, especially buying plants.
Mm-hmm.
And our email question of the week is one of those. So tease.
Okay.
And so, yeah. So, but, you know, Plants for All Seasons is just one incredible cog in this machine.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are real people with real souls. And mm-hmm. machines isn't right. But the other amazing Garden Pro locations that we've got and we talk to, and they talk to you all the time, give you great information. I'm just going to start maybe with the most north, and that's Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. It is part of the Nature's Way Resources family of soil, great soil we talk about, mm-hmm. but they have their own garden center, big area that they're devoting to it, and they got plans. They want to make even like a park up there, which is pretty cool. In Kingwood, you got Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center, two beautiful spots, really amazing spots, very different from each other, but both really, really cool. Southwest of town, there's Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. So that's kind of bookending Richmond, Texas, and just really cool places, you know. Everybody's got to have their own vibe, you know. It's like impossible. The cool thing about these places, well, lastly, Nelson Nursery and Water Garden. So mm-hmm. all of these kind of information-centric, soil-first garden shops are so great because you go and you know you get good advice.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of all reflect their ownership, you know, what their ownership cares about, what their ownership's like interested in.
Right.
And so you guys are very broad, kind of across the board. It even tells in your name, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you go in there, you know, you can get great shrubs, great fruit trees, great herbs, kind of great anything, even lawn, good lawn, you know, top of the line lawn stuff.
Right.
And so that's just so cool. But, you know, you think of Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, it's like they have the whole scale nursery, Best in Katy, but they also have the water garden stuff.
Right.
And I just think it's so cool that everybody's got this, like,
Their talents.
They're yeah.
Different areas of expertise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's also nice because literally Enchanted Gardens is in the prairie. I mean, it's like mm-hmm. no doubt prairie area
right.
out there where Kingwood, you know, clearly forest. Mm-hmm. And so it's also cool that they've kind of got that situation going on.
Right.
Anyway, those are our awesome co-op locations. Nick Kading from Warren Southern Gardens will be here the second half. Sherry's here now. And we want to answer your gardening questions. So, you know, obviously I have some stuff to talk about, but you guys also, we want to hear what's on your mind. As a live radio show, our primary way to connect is via phone call, 281-496-5711. We will explore a lot of topics today and also other ways to connect. So, Sherry's here.
I'm here. Call us.
Any problems with flooding at your place?
No, our drainage is pretty good. You know, walking around, we get out and check out other stores.
Nice, yeah.
And that's one thing that I think that sets us apart is our asphalt pavement there you can basically not have to wear mud boots.
So. Right, to walk around at all. Yeah, you maintain accessibility.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no challenges it's been good. Free water.
Free water, that's right. I got to tell you, veggie plants have exploded.
Mine
at least. Not literally. Well, some of my tomatoes literally, but it's been great. It's amazing how much they love the rain.
It's really cool because I get out after work.
Yeah.
Because I work all day. And I come home, I turn the corner to go to the garden, and it's crazy to see how much just one day's growth.
Yeah.
It just, especially with this rain.
With rain for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
281-496-5711. We will keep on talking gardening because that's what we do. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
For sod webworms, caterpillars, leaf miners, and fire ant problems, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Organic Solutions. Monterey Garden Insect Spray contains spinosad, proven effective against sod webworms and fire ants. For your garden, choose Monterey BT to knock out hungry caterpillars and veggie pests without hurting bees, birds, and ladybugs. Monterey Lawn and Garden Solutions, available at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. For a beautiful lawn and garden, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
Rev up your plants with Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant. Rev is the easy, organic way to grow healthier plants and turf grasses. Super concentrated, just add water and spray. Used for years by landscapers and elite golf courses. Rev is now available to jumpstart your plants and lawns. Grab a bottle of Dakota Rev All-Natural Plant Stimulant. You'll see the difference. Available at Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware, Garden Pro locations, or online at OrganicRev.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, this is Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
You know, every time it rains, I get really reinvigorated about compost top dressing your lawn. Mm-hmm. I feel like we've given that information, that advice out so much that it's easy to forget that a lot of y'all haven't done it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people haven't done it. And just when I do that, I think about compost and how incredible compost is, not just as a product on the end, but actually the making of it. And, it replenishes soil health, compost does. Composting reduces greenhouse gases and landfill filling. So you can be part of this positive thing. None of your food has to go to landfill. When your food goes to landfill, it is instantly a greenhouse gas. When it goes to a compost yard, it is instantly microbe food. And not a greenhouse gas. And that's pretty awesome. So, I mean, you can compost your gross food waste without any mess. So there's a company called Moonshot Compost. They're super cool dudes. And they give you all the supplies. So airtight bin, a couple different things. There's one for inside, one for outside. So you have the small one that you fill up the big one with. And they'll come pick it up. You know, you can do a drop-off, you know, too, at a community garden, places that they have. You go to their website to figure that out. But it's really, really neat. You can actually like participate in doing the right thing in composting without all the mess, without all the fuss. And what's really cool is you get rewarded for that. You earn compost, Nature's Way Resources compost, the best in our area compost. You earn that from this effort. It's not you trying to make all this compost and coming up with something that's of lower quality like mine at home. You get to make this phenomenal one that you can use in your yard and garden. So don't spend your resources, your time, your energy in composting. Spend it gardening. And you can keep critical, healthy nutrients in your neighborhood without participating in that terrible greenhouse gas kind of contribution. Moonshot Compost offers drop-off and pickup services. Now is a great time to get started. You can see how easy Got that easy right before in the wrong place there. Anyway, they do a great job. It's a phenomenal service, and you literally can save space in your backyard for more gardens by doing this, and you earn more compost. It's awesome stuff. Their website, startcomposting.com. You want to learn more about them, just go to our website, homeshowgardenpros.com. Really cool stuff. Really cool idea.
I have two friends that just joined. So.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's great.
Yep. I saw them post on Facebook.
Yeah, the founders, you know, I actually met them first at the Compost Council training thing that I did, this kind of big picture composting thing. And they were impressive guys. I know one of them for a really long time. He went to Second Baptist High School and just smart dudes and, you know, care about Houston. So
trying to make a difference.
Moonshot.
Yeah.
Okay. So like we mentioned, we love connecting with you via voice, because that's a live radio show here on Home Show Garden Pros. So give us a call, 281-496-5711. That's 281-496-5711. We do have a little tradition, though. It's the Home Show Garden Pros Garden Pro Listener Email of the Week.
Okay.
It's a long name, you know. But we also have this great website, homeshowgardenpros.com. A lot of features there. You'll see Sherry all over the place. We have lots of tip videos because, you know, you guys like learning via tips, via video. A lot of tip videos there. We answer a lot of questions. There's a few blogs. You can really learn a lot just by kind of getting on the website and goofing around for a while. And we also have a button, the Ask a Pro button, of which we kind of populate questions on our TV show, our Facebook Live show, YouTube show that we do. And we also, you know, answer a few here live on the radio. So this one's from Terry. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. This is going to, we're going to spark some conversation here.
Okay.
All right. So Terry says, I just purchased a few Alberta peach trees that are around 4 feet tall. Mm-hmm. Can you suggest a fertilizer? Should I use a fertilizer pack or something else? Thank you.
Okay.
And she lives near College Station.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask you a question. Do Alberta peaches produce here?
No, they don't. Okay. They don't. That's one of the conversation pieces that we're going to move to. So for those of you who are growing peaches that will produce peaches in our area, what's a good fertilizer for them?
So my favorite would be the MicroLife Ultimate.
Okay, nice.
With a drench of the super seaweed.
Yes. There you go.
I think that would be like dynamite for any fruit tree.
Yeah.
Really doesn't matter what species it is or, you know, which type, but just go ahead and use that two-step method for everything.
Yeah. And what's cool is when you're doing that that soil drench, just spray the leaves also. Yeah. I mean, just spray the tree. You'll have results that way. It's really amazing.
Yeah.
Two things, you know, tips planting peaches. If you have a peach planting tip, I'm going to say one. Mm-hmm. Feel free to, you know, chime in afterwards. But if you plant peaches too deep, you will kill them.
Right.
I'm talking months. Like, they'll die in 4 months. Mm-hmm. So you want to plant peaches a little bit high whenever you're planting peaches because they are very sensitive to that kind of soaking. You know, it's not wet feet that really they bother. It's like wet shoulders, you know. Mm-hmm. You plant them too deep, they'll die. So just keep that in mind. Plant them higher in the ground. Okay. So, yeah, the Alberta peach is 900 chilliwatts.
Yeah, and so a lot of people don't realize that. They just go to their local box store, and they're like, oh, I want a peach. So they just grab whatever peach they have available. But a lot of times the big box buyers aren't buying for our climate.
Right.
And so that's why you want to buy your fruit trees at one of the Home Show Garden Pros.
I wholly agree. That is a local knowledge-centric place.
It just would save so many people so much frustration, time, money.
One myth.
You know, you put years into this tree, and it's beautiful, but it never produces.
Right.
Because it doesn't get cold enough here.
Well, and then, you know, in the end, what someone in Terry's position says is not, you know, I think I may have chosen the wrong tree. Mm-hmm. It's, you can't grow trees here. You can't grow peaches here.
Right, right.
And, you know, somebody maybe in that situation says that 10 times and two people believe them.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like, there's two more people that don't think you can grow peaches.
Right.
And College Station area, there should be so many peaches there.
Right.
Its soil has a lot of minerals in it from their wacky well water.
So many resources, being that it's Texas A&M, the agricultural.
That's right.
The buyers in that area should maybe cue into that.
Yeah, be a little more nuanced.
Yeah.
I have been in her shoes, though, because you get to You know, big box stores, they're just stores that are have maybe more than four or five locations, and they're trying to fill their stock with whatever they can.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they'll start doing stuff on a major discount after a while, and you'll see the percentage go up, but the quality go down. Anyway, you kind of nailed it, as they're not knowledgeable in the buying. Mm-hmm. They're buying maybe for a different area, or right. they're just buying whatever's the best deal. Mm-hmm. But I was at one of them, and it wasn't an Alberta peach. I mean, if you read the description of an Alberta peach, it's like, sounds perfect. It's a shorter, smaller tree, makes a ton of fruit, right. and they're delicious.
Right.
And on the tags, it doesn't list chill hours a lot of the time.
Right.
And that was my experience. It was a sunburst peach, which Alberta sounds like it's a Canadian peach, right?
Right.
So sunburst, that sounds like...
Sounds southern.
Yeah. So 1,200 chill hours for that one.
Yeah.
Either one of those, you're not getting any fruit. Zero fruit. So chill hours are just the combined amount of hours through a year that a plant needs.
Right. That we stay below a certain temperature.
Yeah. And it's not
I think that temperature's in the 42 or...
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've seen it kind of a lot of range in there, but I think that's what I would say is 42. Mm-hmm. Maybe because that's my favorite Domino's game.
Okay.
And Jackie Robinson's number retired in all baseball. Barrier breaker, really. But so with these peaches and all stone fruit or palm fruit, apples, pears, you can go way wrong in your fruit selection.
Right.
Citrus, maybe not as bad.
No, it's more tropical, right?
Yeah. And so it's a little less risky to go out there. But, you know, if you're buying a peach tree... Feel free to send me the variety. Send me an email. Go on Facebook. You can message me. I'll get it right away. Mm-hmm. And I'll look it up for you. I don't mind. I don't mind doing that research and just saying, hey, like, don't. I may not even need to look it up.
Right.
So anyway, enough about the email question of the week. What you're probably dealing with is concern for your lawn and your garden right now. Mm-hmm. And we're here. We're here for you. So 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros with Sherry Hara. On Sports Radio 610.
Trust MicroLife 624 fertilizer on your trees, turf, flowers, veggies, everywhere without damage. MicroLife 624 in the green label is packed with over 100 minerals and vitamins, in addition to billions of beneficial microbes. Grass needs some love? Add MicroLife Humates Plus 004, concentrated compost in a bag loaded with humates, microbes, and minerals. Choose MicroLife fertilizers for incredible, nutritious plant growth. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife fertilizers, available at all leading garden centers.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees, accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run, sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Can't stress enough how important soil carbon is. Humic acid is a great way to get it. And there is no other faster, heavier duty route than putting down good compost. And Nature's Way Original Leaf Mold Compost is chock full of humic acid, among other things. Feel free to, you know, chime in on, you know, anything here. So composting is kind of incredible at all the stuff it can do. I know that it's like a thing I talk about a lot, but it's like every time I learn more about it, I'm just amazed at what can happen. So, you know, plant roots can, in if there's an abundance of bacteria, just use bacteria for nitrogen. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. And good compost, like the Nature's Way Resources leaf mold compost, is chock full of good bacteria that feed it. So long composting of this leaf mold compost kills weed seeds and pathogens. So that means that you have cleaner beds, healthier plants, no concerns at all. It smells good. So that's pretty amazing. It doesn't smell like... I walked by a pile of mulch. It's just mulch.
Yeah.
And it was really... I was like, am I in a barnyard? Like, this is...
Right.
Am I, like, In a feedlot?
At the circus.
Yeah, is it a bad windy day in Lubbock and I'm like here, you know? No, I was just walking by some mulch piles. They weren't even that big. Mm-hmm. They were, however, volcanoed on the trunks. And I was like, man, come on, Aldi. Anyway, successful gardeners know that improving your soil is improving your game, is improving your skill set. And the best way to improve your soil is to feed the plants, boost production, improve the soil. You do that all at the same time with great compost. So Nature's Way comes in bags and bulk. And, you know, it's an easy way to get fertilizer, humic acid, nitrogen, all those minerals in your soil right away. Add a bag or two this weekend. You will see the difference. And to me, compost is the best way to overcome compaction. Mm-hmm. Compost top dressing, compost treatments, even making a little like tincture brew from compost is a great way to improve soil. Nature's Way Resources is available at Home Show Garden Pro Nurseries. And they have a bunch of other places where they sell it too. You can visit their website, naturewayresources.com, or our website, homeshowgardenpros.com, to find out where Nature's Way is sold. So
right, and being a soil food web nerd,
right?
Like
yeah,
we have that in common, right? Have you ever looked at? I'm sure you have. Nature's Way compared to other composts that are available,
yeah,
under a microscope, it's like Nature's Way is like psychedelic. There's so much movement
right.
in there, and it's living, and it's very microbial active,
right?
And so, you know, we totally get what you pay for when we're talking compost.
Yeah.
They're not all created equally.
No, they're really not. And this is like, they are created.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the thing is that it's a craft. Mm-hmm. It's a skill.
It's like a fine wine or a craft beer, right?
Yeah.
They're not all the same.
I had a landscaper friend from California and, you know, compost is very expensive there.
Mm-hmm.
Talking like $400 a yard. Like
right.
Crazy. And we were looking at some Nature's Way resources and he was just like, wait, how much does this stuff cost?
Mm-hmm.
And I just told him, he was like, oh my gosh, like
that's so
like
cheap.
I should get this delivered to California.
Right.
Because it might be less because of, anyway, yeah. He did the math. It would be a lot more expensive to have it shipped to California, but right. We're lucky that we've got it here. It's phenomenal. Okay. 281-496-5711. We want to talk to you. And, you know, if you want to talk composting, that's great. Compost top dressing, all the stuff we're in. But any subject is dynamite. So, Don, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning.
I had my trees that kind of died, and then some of them came back up a little bit. And I've always discovered that from these hard freezes, it kind of really messes the root system up. So they're not – I'm probably going to replant. But I'm looking for a good – juicy orange, maybe one that doesn't have too many seeds, and also a tangerine. And then I'd like to ask you about composting or mulching around the tree.
Okay. So first of all, mid-June at the earliest before anybody has a selection of citrus.
Okay.
Just because the growers in our region that we can purchase from, they all lost their trees too. They're growing in fields, right, in containers. So they have to bring in, recertify, and quarantine new citrus. So that quarantine period will end mid-June. Then we can get varieties, a variety list. Danny, what varieties? Because to me, all satsumas taste the same. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not a connoisseur when it comes to that. I can grow the heck out of them. But variety-wise, what do you recommend for him?
You know, I've been to a few different tasting parties.
Yeah.
And it's pretty interesting to go to them because the funny thing about a tasting party, right, it has to happen at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And all these fruit harvest slightly different. But I can say the way you describe the orange, an N33 navel is very juicy, like mm-hmm. lots of juice.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is Mars Early, and that one harvests pretty early, like, mm-hmm. You know, November. And so those are two super juicy, a little bit low seed ones, and they're both just very sweet, like super, super sweet. If you want more balanced flavor, Republic of Texas is good and juicy, but it is pretty seedy also. And that's mm-hmm. my favorite orange because it's really like orangey.
Okay.
A tangerine, Dancy is one that's pretty well known and loved. So that's a good one. But most of these kind of Mandarin types are pretty interchangeable as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but yeah, Dancy's a great tangerine. Pretty tall, fast-growing tree also.
Yeah, and then you had a question about planting?
Yeah, Yeah, I had an N33, and it never did well, and it always was kind of pulpy and never had much juice in it. I don't know.
Oh, man.
It didn't work for me.
Well,
anyway,
there's a good chance that that's not a variety problem there. You know what I mean? Because I know that a lot of citrus growers mm-hmm. grow that one specifically for its juiciness. So what is often happening is a soil, kind of soil condition problem, or planting too low mm-hmm. is a real issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So around a tree, should I remove all the grass all the way out to the drip line and then put compost? And should I put mulch or just leave the grass? And what I need to do there?
I would remove the grass, have a nice circular area, maybe 3 foot around that tree. And that you can easily apply compost and some kind of a mulch over the surface. Then you can easily fertilize, too, without the grass eating all the fertilizer.
Okay, well, so how much mulch would you put around it, too, once you get it? Would it be like an inch, maybe? Or
I do about an inch and a half twice a year.
The mulch, and then what about the compost?
Compost I'll put down once a year. Usually in the spring before I add mulch, and then I'll do my 1.5-inch layer of mulch, and then the fall I'll do 1.5-inch layer of mulch as well.
And then how much of the compost do you put down?
When you're newly planting it, I would put, I would mix it about 1/4 compost to the native soil that you pull out. So a 1-to-3 ratio or 1-to-4 ratio. And then I would mix that in there really good and then top dress with about an inch of compost on top, then apply your mulch.
Okay, yeah, it's too late for that on some of them.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to struggle with some of these old trees, and it's the couple of years ago when it got down to 20 degrees, it messed them up too. The trees would come out, you'd cut them back, they'd come back out, and then they start wilting and dying back again, mm-hmm. and it was just ongoing and ongoing. So,
yeah.
And also, when I pull these, the other trees are like 8 inches, and I just chainsawed them down. But should I try to remove all that before planting another one, or just move to the side a little bit?
I would remove as much of that root ball as you can, because it's gonna create a lot of mushroom growth or fungal growth that might inhibit the growth of your new tree.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for all the information.
You bet.
Thanks,
thank
Don.
You.
Great questions ever, Don. And we'll spend a little bit of time talking citrus strategies mm-hmm. and a few other things when we get back from this quick break. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
Get more blooms all summer from your salvia, esperanza, and other pollinator-friendly shrubs. If they start slowing, give them a little haircut. You'll be back in blooms in no time. That's how we like it. Now the Home Show Garden Bros.
After all these rain events, all these weather events, so what happens is that the grass is taking in a ton of water. It's called turgidity, the water soaked into the roots, and they kind of slow down for a little bit. So you may see a little burst of weeds after this, especially weeds that love water, right? So we can list a few of those. Mm-hmm. Dollar weed.
Nutsedge.
Virginia buttonweed. Yes. There's a few of these that are kind of really going to come back in the short term much stronger than your St. Augustine will in the short term. Mm-hmm. And you don't need to like get out there and get pesticides that will wipe out your soil biology, that will ruin your soil health. You want to get out there and do a local treatment, something easy that just slows and kills the weeds without damaging your lawn. And you may be like, there's no product like that, Danny. There's no perfect weed killer that actually protects my trees and lawns and kids and doesn't hurt them. Actually, there is. It's called Agrolon. Mm-hmm. Agrolon is this awesome herbicide, but it doesn't kill your soil. And anything that's going to damage your soil is going to hurt your trees. and is also going to be bad for you because you live as part of your gut biome, your brain biome, lung biome, skin biome. All these are kind of bacteria rich and don't need to be jacked with some, you know, harsh pesticide, harsh herbicide. Anyway, so that's why we say use Agrolon. It's easy to apply. You kill the roots. It works quickly. It works on all those wet-loving weeds we just kind of described. And so dollar weed, Virginia buttonweed, maybe not nuts edge.
It doesn't work on the nuts.
Yeah, and maybe not nuts edge as much. But if you're dealing with crabgrass or Dallas grass, it works on those too. So safe for St. Augustine, Bermuda, your lawns you've got, and it's available at all the Garden Pro nurseries. So get out there and get some Agrolon. Have it in your toolbox ready to go when you see those wet weeds rear up. If you get them early, you'll be done with them for the year. So that's Agrolon. Really great stuff. Agrolon.com, if their website, if you want to learn more about it. And they're making a great product. So,
and I think most of the Home Show Garden Pros do a refill program.
Oh, really?
On the Agrolon container. So you can bring your container back and get a refill.
That's so environmentally friendly.
We try to do anything that comes in a plastic container.
Yeah.
With the exception of liquids, right? Do a refill.
That's so cool. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a good product, and it's so nice when you can refill a container and not have to toss it or even recycle it, because reusing, number one.
Yes.
Okay, so kind of we've touched on peach trees and citrus trees, but I would love to hear your perspective about planting too low. When people are planting trees, it's so easy to do. What's wrong with it? How to guard against it?
Right, and it doesn't really matter what we're planting. I think most things here with our soil composition and the amount of rainfall that we get, you need to plant high, because what will happen over time is your soil will settle, and then your tree will go below grade, and then you just always have a root issue with that tree. So you want to plant them high and pack the soil in there nicely. I mean, when I say high, I'm thinking 1 or 2 inches above grade.
Sure, right.
So that root ball, when you pull it out of the container, should be 1 to 2 inches above grade.
Above the soil grade.
Above the soil grade, yep.
And really, it's just like a way to work with nature. Because that's what we're talking about. It's like when we say volcanoing, putting mulch up on the bark of the tree, it's the same kind of concept. Is that tree has different parts of it. And those different parts do different things, just like us.
Yeah.
You know, we don't stick food into our hand, you know. I mean, we do a sandwich or something, but it's not like that we are using our parts correctly generally, and we got to keep that in mind that these trees, the bark on the side of a trunk is not for soil contact.
Right. Well, when you're walking through the woods, let's just say, any woods, rainforest, wherever, our natural woods here, you see the root flares of trees because Mother Nature has planted them perfectly.
Right.
Basically, the seed has just hit the ground, or a squirrel has put it right under the ground at the perfect depth. So those trees haven't been planted too deep in the beginning. And so that's what you want to kind of mimic, is what Mother Nature would do. And so you're taking that out of a container and sticking it in the ground. You want it to be above the soil level, so that you can always see that root flare. And sometimes your containerized trees are already too deep in the container.
Yeah.
So you have to expose that root flare upon planting.
No, that's great. That's a great advice, that a lot of times when you're buying a tree in the container, it's got a little too much soil.
A little too much soil, or there's some really fibrous, like girdling roots that are only going to get bigger, that you want to take care of at the time of planting.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Give them a clip. I mean, it's just clip those little roots so that it doesn't girdle that trunk.
So if you're checking your trees out, you're doing your walk your yard, which we're going to talk about the impact of that here in a little bit. But, you know, look at your trees, and the root flare is not a fire-based thing. It's like a flare, like, you know, a dress or something at the bottom, or buttresses on a building.
You want to see where it skirts out.
Yeah.
At the soil level.
Right.
So you just have that slight curvature that goes to the ground.
And if you don't have that,
then, you know, I have taken a high pressure hose
and
blasted the soil away to expose the root flares.
What a simple solution.
I mean, you can pull it back. I don't know how many times I've gone to customers' houses and I'm like, the mulch is way too high.
Right.
It's like you have a trunk and it just disappears into the ground. You don't see any flare. And so you can pull the mulch back and expose the flare, or you could do a high pressure hose to expose the flare as well.
That's awesome. And if you have planted your tree too low, the downside is, and it didn't die, right?
Yeah.
If it was a peach, apple, or avocado, it died. If it was something else, it may have survived. But it didn't grow. And so you can actually get in there and lift it up, and it probably doesn't have any root growth to speak of because it's planted too low. But you can get in there and just go ahead and lift it up with a shovel.
Well, especially if it's been, you know, in a reasonable amount of time.
Oh, man, for sure.
You could definitely lift it up.
I think I've seen them like a year and a half, 2 years in. I don't know what's going on. Our tree hadn't grown. I'm like, well, it's too low. And pretty much it's this, and they didn't scuff the roots.
Right.
You know, so like, and they made this beautiful hole, so it's all smooth-sided.
Yes.
No root growth.
Ugly hole.
Yep, ugly
hole.
Dig
an ugly hole.
And if you've got to have a beautiful hole, make it a square.
Right.
Or a triangle even.
That's what I hear, yeah.
Yeah, I like square holes. If you have square pegs, of course. 281-496-5711. One more time. It's 281-496-5711. We get back, we're going to talk about kind of drainage issues, what you may be dealing with, how to solve it, and also how to deal with some of the ramifications of too much water here on Home Show Garden Pros.
Are you ready to get back in the garden? Hi, it's Anita.
Get away by getting into your garden. Nelson's Nursery and Katie can help. Annuals and perennials, veggies and herbs, plus all you'll need to help them grow.
And be sure to check out our colorful and beautiful fountains.
Exotic disappearing water fountains in all shapes and sizes, and exotic fish for backyard ponds, plus one-of-a-kind pots direct imported by Nelson's. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. You can find them at nelsonwatergardens.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros. You know, a lot of landscapers have a ton of pride in their jobs, and it's generally because they've used great soil, because that's how you get healthy plants. And that's why Landscaper's Pride is such a great name for a company that makes mulches and soils. Because literally, if you're using bad soils, you can't have pride because you only have struggles.
Right.
If you use good soils, then you can have pride. They do some awesome work. Really, really awesome stuff. The Gardener's Magic, I'm just going to cut straight to my favorite, is so incredible if you're building a small raised bed, even like topping off a large planter. It's really wonderful. I mean, you could top off your beds, fill your beds from scratch. It does a great job. So it is humus, which is kind of finished compost.
Right.
Soil conditioner, other types of compost too, rice hulls in this case, and they have some fertilizer in there already ready to go. So you're like have something that is going to work right when you use it.
They've just taken the work out of it, right?
Yes, that's exactly what
they've
done.
You just dump it in, plant, and you're done.
Yeah, and it's really incredible stuff. I mean, I'm always so impressed. One thing, if you are dealing with kind of acidic loving plants, a great thing to top off your beds with is their black humus, and it is aged pine, and it is pretty acidic, so it's like 6.8 or something like that. But it'll help kind of build that fungal life at the base of those azaleas. So necessary. So do you have any favorite?
So my favorite mulch, because I was always a black mulch user before I understood mulch.
Sure.
A long, long, long time ago. But the black velvet. So it's aged to be almost black.
No, it's pretty dang black.
It's pretty darn. Yeah. It's dark chocolate, right?
Sure.
But that is my new favorite mulch because it's got some compost element to it. But then acts like a mulch as well. So I'm improving my soil and mulching at the same time.
We have one of the big stains that has made it black is actually humic acid.
Right.
And so the stain itself is a soil like improver, is a root development deal, which is genius. It's like, oh, let's stain it with something that'll kill plants. No. Landscaper's Pride says let's stain it with something that will bless plants.
Yes.
And so they do just a great job of letting you have healthier, fast-growing vegetables, better shrubs, better trees, better plants. So choose naturally organic Landscaper's Pride. And, you know, it's at all the Garden Pro locations, Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware, kind of really anywhere we want you to go, they've got this great stuff. Mm-hmm. So you can learn more about what they got going on, homeshowgardenpros.com. And it's good stuff. So 281-496-5711, talking gardening.
Yes, we
so
are.
So we were going to talk about this drainage stuff. And I, you know, I always love your advice because it's so common sense.
Right.
And so you mentioned walk your yard.
Walk your yard, especially right after a big rain event. And, you know, we're going to have several showers throughout the day today.
Uh-oh.
And when you walk your yard, you shouldn't have any pooling in your grass. Like, it just shouldn't be there.
Okay,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So water should move through soil unless you have a compaction issue. And if you have a compaction layer, it's going to get stuck at some point.
Right.
And take a while before it drains off. Mm. So we want to walk the yard and kind of address those areas where we have standing water.
You're literally describing the difference between my yard and the new house we bought.
Uh-huh.
And it has so much standing water. It's like days after a rain.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And so if you can, and you'll notice in those areas that are holding water, since we have had several rain events,
yeah,
you'll start to see your water weeds pop up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dove weed will be an awful problem in those areas. So your grass kind of retreats during the really wet periods, as you were speaking of earlier. And then you have these tissuey weeds that come in that can grow in that
right
kind of wet area.
Almost so, encourage it, really, too.
Right. And yeah. So a lot of people's gut reaction is, oh, let me go get some weed killer.
Mm-hmm.
But they're never addressing the problem. And that problem is bad drainage, or during heavy rainfall events, it's just sitting in water. And so if we can help water to move through those areas
right
more effectively, so that it's, okay, yeah, we have rain and it gets really wet in those areas, but within minutes, it starts to move through the soil.
Right.
You can avoid those influxes of those water weeds. And so how you would do that is increasing the humic acid level.
Mm.
And so MicroLife makes a great product for that. Of course, all of their products are soil forward and are going to improve the soil. But there's one called Soil and Plant Health.
Okay.
And it's a humic acid molasses. So it's a very,
oh,
it stimulates the microbes in the soil, which aerate for you, basically, right? But that humic acid is going to go disturb the clay particles and help water to move through the soil.
Awesome.
Just kind of think of it like, I don't know, I kind of tell people it's kind of like Drano for your soil.
Okay, yeah.
You know, it takes a little
breaks
bit of time.
Breaks down stuff, bonds some other stuff.
Yeah, and so you have a clogged soil area. Mm. Over time, by increasing that humic acid level, water will move through and unclog the drain.
That's awesome. And instead of being one hole you're unclogging, it's your whole lawn.
It's your whole lawn.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it's just get out, walk the yard, and kind of address those problem spots. Usually it's between the house and your neighbor's house where water drains in that area. Or in the backyard where you have swales, you'll kind of see that influx of your water weeds.
That's awesome. Yeah, we used to treat at Herman Park, we would treat pretty much any grass disease, grass problem with humic acid and molasses, but you can't mix those at home because they make clumpy,
right,
a clumpy mess, because humic acid does exactly what you're saying it
right
does. It bonds things together or tears them apart. But, oh, man, we couldn't even spray it. It was
right
so clumpy and gooey.
Yeah, and so I don't know how they...
Me either. It's
a miracle.
It's magic.
That's why they do what they do. MicroLife
yes
created this product. It is amazing, very biologically active in everybody should be using it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to get some because that house we just bought that my daughter lives in, it is like so compacted. And so I need to hose it down. I probably should do a compost top dressing and then
right
Soil and Plant Health all over the place.
Right. And that's another, I know I just could talk all day about it, but, you know, shady areas where you have the oak tree roots.
Yeah.
You know, you can do some leveling and you can resod, but if you don't address that compaction, you're
right
not going to grow the grass under there. And if you can remove as many stresses as possible,
yes,
it's more likely to get that grass to grow in a shady environment. So if we can remove the compaction,
yeah,
you can't always get rid of the shade, right? But if we can remove the compaction and add the carbon and the...
This is a whole other thing.
Microbial life there.
We're going to do
a
big...
We can get grass to grow.
No, we're going to do a big growing shade and grass right
okay
after this because I have a lot of thoughts and questions on it.
Okay.
And I just watched a movie that's reminding me of this too. So 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros will return and we'll talk about growing plants in shade.
Okay.
I made it a little bit bigger just now also. Okay, Home Show Garden Pros. We'll be right back.
Native plants add beauty and color to landscaping, require less water while thriving in our clay soil. They're just tough to find in Southeast Houston until now. Think hardware, Friendswood Hardware, and native plants. Friendswood Hardware has Landscaper's Pride Soils, Nature's Way Resources Composts, MicroLife Fertilizers, Gardening Tools, Pots, Seeds, and Native Plants. Perfect for your home. Friendswood Hardware is easy to find. Look for the giant hammer. Friendswood Hardware, 203 West Edgewood. Online at friendswood-hardware.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Southwest Fertilizer, quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955. Friendswood Hardware, organic solutions for healthy lawns and gardens, now offering native plants. Landscaper's Pride, mulches and soils, premium quality and locally sourced. Grow with us.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
Quick, you know, I love the Rev. Mm-hmm. You know, that awesome liquid product. And I get inspired by you, Sherry, and I do little experiments at home now. And I have two sunburst tomatoes, mm-hmm. and then two sweet 100s. Mm-hmm. And each of them, I only treated one of them with the Dakota Rev. And the ones I treated with Dakota Rev are not only bigger, making bigger, better fruit, but in this rain, the ones I didn't treat, all the tomatoes split.
Oh, wow.
Like, I'm talking all the tomatoes. I went out there, and they're still making lovely, delicious tomatoes because my soil work's gone in. But everyone was split. There were gnats everywhere. Wow. And there's more caterpillars on the non-Dakota Rev one. So I'm like, it shouldn't be surprising anybody that I'm like a big fan of the Rev.
Yeah.
But I'm a bigger fan now. Seeing it like help these plants just build resiliency, pest resistance, faster growth, better fruit. Like I'm literally seeing all of that. Mm-hmm. It helped with corn crops, mm-hmm. which, you know, corn is like sort of the worst in the veggie garden. If you want aphids and fire ants in your veggie garden, grow
plant
corn.
Plant some corn.
Yeah, plant some corn. but man, the Rev really got me these huge ears on corn. And so I'm excited about them. I was talking with a friend, Dr. Joe Novak, who's at Rice. They have a huge garden there. Mm-hmm. And he was dealing with a bunch of tomato problems. And my first thought was, man, tomatoes. You want tomato success, harvest, production, you go with the Rev.
Okay.
And what's cool is it works on your soil, too. That's where it really kind of became, got outside of agriculture originally, was golf greenskeepers. So it's their secret for many years, reviving top courses back to kind of that high bar. 100% natural. Really, really cool stuff. Your seeds, your foliar sprays, when you're doing transplants, anything at all that you want to use it for. And it is available. I mean, you guys carry it. Mm-hmm. Almost everybody's carrying it. Really great stuff of our co-op members. It's kind of like as it spreads and the word spreads. But go into, you know, Plants for All Seasons. Go into Friendswood Hardware. Ask for it by name, Southwest Fertilizer. You know, just say, hey, I need the Rev. Mm-hmm. Danny told me about the Rev. I got to get the Rev. And it will help you with your plants. And I know that's what you want. So it's great stuff. Rev. Their website, organicrev.com. And yeah, just give it a try.
Yeah.
281-496-5711. Sherry here with me for the last little stretch of time that mm-hmm. she's got. And so we're going to use it as best we can and get into this growing grass and shade combo.
Okay. Let's do it.
So, how do you grow grass and shade?
I thought you were about to take a break. Okay. So, right. So, when we're talking shade, right, where's the shade coming from? Most of the time, it's coming from a large tree.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, that's an oak tree, right, with exposed roots and compacted soil. And I don't know how many people I talk to on a daily basis of, I can't grow grass there. I've resodded it 10 times.
Right.
And it's like, okay, let's just stop the craziness right now.
Because that crazy you're talking about is that when people say, crazy, the definition of crazy is doing the same thing again.
Insanity, right? Over and over and over and getting the same results.
Right.
So let's just stop that right now and do what's right. And so we have to look at all the stresses. You know, St. Augustine is a pretty vigorous, easy to grow grass if everything's going its way. But if one little thing stresses it out, and that one thing could be standing water, it could be hard packed soil or compaction, it could be shade, it could be foot traffic, insects, fungus, like
sure.
if anything stresses it out, it retreats and weeds come in or it just dies back. So we've got to look at all the stresses involved growing under a tree. So stresses would be shade, soil compaction. It would be competition for nutrients because the tree's going to win. So we want to basically remove all the stresses that we can and put a more shade-tolerant strain of St. Augustine in there. Now, I don't like to sod underneath big trees.
Right, right.
I like to plug because if you look at a plug, it has a more developed root system.
Absolutely.
It's not being cut out of a field and then laid down on hard, compacted soil. You're actually preparing a spot for it. So leveling with a composted topsoil, right? Adding a good layer of compost to loosen that soil, plugging a shade-tolerant St. Augustine in there, and then stimulate the heck out of the microbiology with something like Dakota Rev, something like the MicroLife soil and plant energy. That's those products are going to add all the microbes. It's going to stimulate. It's going to add the humic acid. It's going to add the carbon. It's going to make it a more desirable place for the grass to want to grow.
Right.
And then you can grow grass in a shady area. Now, we need at least 2 to 3 hours of a pretty decent sun.
Sure.
Deep shade, it's going to almost be impossible,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You need some sun. But if we can remove all those other stresses, we can get grass to grow.
Yeah. So don't cut down your tree because you want more lawn.
No. Trees add value.
Re-listen to Sherry's advice just now as many times you got to.
I need to make a video.
To kind of break through.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, honestly, a book would be great.
Right.
Because you could go into carbon.
I bet I do better talking.
Okay, nice. Yeah.
Than writing.
Well, we'll get you an assistant.
There
and
we
they
go.
Can just write everything you
okay,
say.
So, there we go.
Cool. Well, it's decided. Well, great job. Time
awesome.
Flies by.
I know. Y'all are going to have fun.
We are going
to
have fun.
You got a newbie to initiate.
Yeah, that's right. I have a new kind of expert coming in
yes.
from Kingwood Garden Center, really dish out info, and he's going to tell me exactly how to say his name, but I'm going to call it Koenig for now.
Koenig.
I was so close, except really far away. So Nick Koenig is here from Kingwood Garden Center. Excited about that. Sherry, great job as always.
Awesome.
We're going to have a quick conversation with Bob Patterson, the Yard Geek, and then we'll bring Nick in. 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros.
Okay.
We want your food waste. Seriously. We're Moonshot Compost. We're recycling valets who make composting clean and easy. We give you an airtight moonshot container. You fill it with food waste. Leave it on your porch or drop it off. Like a good valet, we do the rest. Composting food waste, keeping it out of landfills, earning you compost rewards. How easy is that? Moonshot Compost means no bugs, no smells, no mess. Learn more, get started, visit startcomposting.com.
Just because it's warmer doesn't mean your plants need more water. Quite the contrary. Water deeply once a week at most, especially with landscape shrubs. Now back to the properly hydrated Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Home Show Garden Pros here answering your gardening questions. From Southwest Fertilizer, I have the man, Bob Patterson, also known as the Yard Geek. Hey, Bob.
Good morning, Danny.
We've been answering lots of questions this morning, and we're going to keep it going here. You know, the freeze questions have kind of people specifically telling something about the freeze.
Right.
But everybody's seeing some damage, some weirdness.
Yeah. We're starting to see some late freeze damage and things that I know where you're leading to with the picture that y'all have sent me about this ginger. But yeah, let's talk about it.
Yeah. Well, here's Ron's question. My variegated ginger has returned but looks terrible. What's the best fertilizer to bring them back to previous health?
Ron, yes. You know, obviously, you did everything right after the freeze. Those gingers probably burnt down to the ground, literally, so you probably cleared out all the debris out of the garden, and then now we're starting to see some new growth coming out of the ground. And that's a good sign. That's a good thing. The only thing that we can promote is I would feed it. Something like MicroLife 624 would be great. Maybe something with a little bit more nitrogen. Gingers is kind of a greening growth plant. There's no really, that's what really promotes it. The first number in a fertilizer analysis is nitrogen, and that's what I would recommend. Now, yeah, that leaf is a little deformed and things like that, but just consider, you know, what that plant's been through the last three or four months, and right. It's a lot. So I'm encouraged that you got new growth, and I think during the summer, once we start getting these hot days, you maintain a good equal watering on that, and then go ahead and fertilize it with a MicroLife, or you can use something like MicroLife Ocean Harvest, something like that that would be very good for that. Just promote greening growth. That's what we want to do. Now, just to give you something else on those pictures I see a little evidence of some snail damage. We are starting to see a lot of snails and slugs out there, so let's use a product like Sluggo. That is a great product, or Sluggo Plus. The iron phosphate in that will eradicate those snails and slugs, and it's pretty safe for any other animals, squirrels or cats or dogs, so it's not a problem there. And it breaks down to organic fertilizer.
Yeah, I see that there too.
Folks, if you have any other kind of problem, feel free to come by Southwest Fertilizer here at 5828 Bissonnette. We have lots of yard geeks on staff. Or if you want to send a picture in and have me answer a question over the phone, just like Ron did, please send your picture and your question to yardgeek@homeshowgardenpros.com.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.